Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
This is Tommy. He has got a fantastic praise report. He's going to tell you what Jesus done for him. What was wrong with him?
I had a cancer in my esophagus, and I took treatment on it, MB Anderson, and it moved up into my throat. And they run the PET scan, found it, showed it to us on the screen, and wanted us to go ahead and start treatment. Thurman talked me out of it. He told me not to do that, not to go back down there. And we didn't. We waited 2 months, and we went back last week and let them run that PET scan again. And it's nearly completely gone. Just barely showing it. We surely appreciate all y'all. We thank you so much. Thurman, we thank you for opening that Bible to making it real.
Let me tell y'all a little something before Tommy goes away. Him and another preacher come over to my place one afternoon to the ministry center. I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 hours with them, I guess, at least. Maybe longer. But what I was trying to do is build these two preachers' faith. You know, I mean, they need, without faith, I don't care who you are, you can't please God. I mean, Tommy, he's preached the word. You know, Tom, they come with him, he's preached the word. And I think, Tom, he's a full-time preacher, right?
Yeah, I never have preached.
Oh, you hadn't preached? Okay. But anyway, you're going to preach.
I'm just barely standing here.
Yeah, but you're going to preach. You're going to preach. Anyway, after they come over and I spent 4 or 5 or 6 hours with them, whatever, way up into the evening, I asked them finally, I said, have you heard enough of God's word to be healed? And of course, he said, yes. I said, well, good, won't you stand up? And so as he's standing up, getting up, I lunged out of my chair and I run over here and put my hand behind him, hit him in the chest and screamed, come out of him, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. And he jumped back and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm kicking that devil out of you. That's what it is. It's a devil. Well, the next day he says, what should I do? Should I go back to the doctor? And that's what I told him. Well, if you believe you're healed, no. You know, that'd be unbelief or doubt. You don't need to go back to that doctor. I said, all you need to do is believe God. And I said, we've kicked that devil out of you and you're healed. Well, when he got the report that he was healed, I think he was praising the Lord, couldn't hardly talk and everything else. And when I asked him, I said, well, how about Tom? He said, Tom is gone crazy. He said, he's screaming, give me somebody to preach to. Is it wonderful to know Jesus and the promises to become alive to you? This man knows everybody in Weatherford for 40 years. He owns a Gibson store over there, so he knows everybody over there. So this testimony God done on him is going to have a tremendous impact as he preaches to everybody who comes in that door how Jesus healed him, because they all know you, right, Tommy?
Right.
Praise the King. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a Jesus we serve. Woo! What a Jesus we serve. Who else? Anybody else got a testimony you want to give God some glory and praise for? Somebody else? You got one, Juanita? Praise the Lord. Come up here and tell us what Jesus has done for you lately.
Oh, it was back around Easter. I met a lady on the internet about the same time I was dating Mike on the internet. She was dating her boyfriend and they got married. Molly, we got married in the church. They got married in Elvis Chapel. So I'm thinking, oh boy, I got some work. But every now and then she tells me all her sicknesses and everything, and she's just in this one line of thinking, and then I'll throw some scriptures in there, and all of a sudden she just gets a hold of it and takes off on her own and gets her own healings. But when she married this guy, her son took her grandkids away and wouldn't let her see him. And I really hurt her really bad. And so I told her about going to the third heaven, and I went to the third heaven myself to pray for her that God would restore the relationship with her family. So at Easter I got this email. I love to get this one. She said, in big letters, praise the Lord. She said, my son called me and let me talk to all my grandchildren, and he says now it's my turn to call him. So their relationship is totally restored, and she is just so happy.
Praise the Lord. That's what you can do in prayer. Praise the King. The King's in the business. If you don't pray, it don't happen. If you pray and pray in faith, it can happen. Anybody else? We got anybody else got a praise report or a testimony or whatever here? That's it. Well, we got one of the greatest praise reports that's ever here. Some of you have heard about my granddaughter and her story. Maybe all of you have. But she's a little girl, of course, that was terminal. You know, that couldn't live. Brainstem severed, eyes disconnected, skull crushed in five places. Doctor said there's no way she can live. Faces tore all to pieces. You know, I mean, literally tore all to pieces. All the bones broke around her eyes and everything else. Where she had a seat in front of her at 140 miles an hour. And I stood on the Word of God for her. And come up here, honey. Yeah, she now works at the media center. I want you to see this precious little gal that was never gonna, that couldn't walk, that was never gonna live, that had scars all over her face. I want you to see what kind of work Jesus done to her. Isn't he awesome? Woo! Isn't he awesome? Praise the King. What a Jesus. I mean, Jesus can do anything, can't he, Ty? He can do anything exceedingly abundant and above all you can think or imagine. All you need to do is stand on the Word. Right, Eldon? Stand on the Word. I mean, God's looking for somebody in faith today. Amen. You know, you got to realize that when you walk into a hospital, I mean, you got cancer with Tommy back here, piece of cake compared to this one. You know, but for God, it was all a piece of cake. He's the one who made this thing we live in the first place. But what makes you think He can't solve every problem?
Amen.
All you got to do is stand in faith, nothing wavering, and the King will move. Just learn to be patient. He said, you have need of patience. Now, that's something we don't do very well. Right, Terry? You don't do that well. Yeah. It gets better, doesn't it? Praise the King. Glory to God. Woo! Well, anybody else got another testimony? Oh, Ty, you got one? Hey, come up here in my lands of mercy. Tell us what Jesus said. He's always doing something for you, Ty.
This week I had some skirmishes. I won. The Lord won some through me and lost some. Monday I was asked to go pray for an international minister that has ministry all over the world. And as I began speaking God's Word, he began telling me about how all the ministers that are working for him were having diseases. Some of them cancer, one of them hepatitis. And I went to praising God. And I said, well, I know why the Holy Spirit's sent me here now. And so as I began ministering God's Word to him, after about an hour, he said, Ty, that's enough. He said, I don't believe Christians can have demons in them. I don't believe it. He said, it's time for you to leave. So I got thrown out. So I went home crying. It hurts to get persecuted when you love people. You just, it hurts. So I said, Daddy, send me an angel. Send me an angel to strengthen me. Just like Jesus did after the devil attacked him in the wilderness. So I need some ministering angel. Just send me one because it hurts. And so Daddy did. He took care of that. Next day, I was still praising God. Hadn't changed my beliefs. And changed my word. And Daddy had my brother call me. My brother called me and said, Ty, they just repossessed my motor home. $300,000 motor coach. And you have to understand, my brother's a multimillionaire. And he sells diamonds and has millions of dollars worth of diamonds out on consignment. He said, Ty, I need you to help me. Well, all my life, I've taken care of my little brother. Anytime he's under attack, something happens to him, I've always been there and lift him up and help him. He's my little brother. He's one of those guys that just seems to always get in trouble. But he has an evangelistic heart. He's going to be an evangelist. He loves to tell people about Jesus. So he told me, told me this Tuesday night. So I told Cheryl, I said, honey, we're gonna need to give him some money this motor home. Sure, so let's pray about it tonight. So we just took hands, began worshiping Daddy and saying, Daddy, you know, tell us what you want us to do. The Lord told us not to give him any money. So the next morning, I was out in the pasture feeding the bulls, and the Lord said, Ty, won't you stop? I always keep a little Bible in my pocket, so I just pulled over and stopped. He said, Dominion, show me Psalm 8, where God says that I made you a little lower than the angels, and I've given you dominion over there, so Ty, you got to take dominion. So I went on a little while later, and he said, stop again. I got off, opened my Bible up. Again, he took me to Psalm 8. So, as soon as I shut my Bible, all of a sudden my phone rang, and it's my brother. Time, I need some money. I said, Brian, you know how much I love you. You know I'd do anything for you, but I can't this time. I said, what do you mean you can't? You've always helped me. I can't. He said, you call yourself a Christian? He said, you're a Christian? What about the Good Samaritan? Where are you when I need you? What did the Good Samaritan do, Ty? I said, Brian, I've prayed about this. I've prayed about it hard in the Spirit. The Lord's told me, step back, stay back. He's going to take care of this. He says, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to pray. He said, pray? I don't need prayer. I need money. I said, well, Daddy's your provider. Ty, I didn't call you up to get a sermon. I called you to... I need some money. He said, all right, that's it. That's it. From now on, you're no longer my brother. I, from this day forward, I'll never speak your name again. Click.
He said all this to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This was the conversation. So... I'm crying now. I cry real easy. I called up Cheryl and said, honey, I said, man, I just got beat up bad. I said, we got to pray, Daddy. I got to need help again. Send me another angel. Man, I sure an angel. So Cheryl and I, we just went to pray.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday. On your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.